Welcome to Life Skills for Kids, Superstar Practical Strategies, your go-to podcast for surviving and thriving with your children. I'm your host, Deb Hopper, and as a parent and an occupational therapist, I understand the reality of getting through each day with the kids. Join me now as we delve into tips, tricks, and strategies that you can use today. And welcome to the Life Skills for Kids podcast. I'm Deb Hopper, occupational therapist, and today we're going to talk about hidden anxiety. Seven ways anxiety may look like it is something else. Now, hidden anxiety among children is surprisingly high, undoubtedly because it often masquerades as something else. And without understanding what they're dealing with, the adults in a child's life are often not equipped to handle it in the best way for the child. So, we know that anxiety arises when the amygdala, a small organ in the center of the brain, sends out signals, chemical signals, intended to give a person extra speed or strength in times of danger. It puts the whole body on high alert as it goes into fight, flight, or freeze mode whenever it perceives a threat. But anxiety doesn't wave a banner or announce its presence, especially in children. Unless a parent or carer knows what to look for, what is essentially a cry for help may go unrecognized and may be seen as negative behavior or, being argumentative or just being a pain. So what does hidden anxiety look like? Before we start, it's important to remember that each child is different and anxiety patterns aren't uniform. So, explosive outbursts. These could be seemingly out of the blue and even more surprising because they usually happen to a normally calm child. Renowned social scientist Brené Brown terms it chandeliering because the person explodes so profoundly that they go through the chandelier. Explosive outbursts or flying off the handle occurs when a child has been pushing down their feelings of anxiety over time until one day it all comes rushing out. It might be triggered by something seemingly insignificant, but the underlying cause is suppressed anxiety, which it just has to suddenly escape. Another form of hidden outbursts might be anger and defiance. And these are close relatives of the explosive outburst. Anger is also caused by the amygdala, releasing chemicals intended to help us survive a threatening experience. Anger is misplaced. Is a misplaced attempt to protect ourselves from harm. And anger can take various forms, from sulky or sullen teen behaviour to tantrums, but its primary purpose is to protect us from danger. Defiance is related to anger, but its purpose has a subtle difference. When anxiety is making a child feel helpless or out of control, sometimes they'll try to gain some control in another area. So when a child's feeling anxious about having to go to school and they feel helpless to control that situation, they might try to gain control in another area. This often shows up as defiance about something unrelated, such as not wanting to wear certain clothes or refusing to have their hair done. Another hidden sign of hidden anxiety is sleeping difficulties. Anxiety and poor sleep create a cycle that's hard to break. Anxious thoughts keep kids awake, while sleep deprivation can increase anxiety. Kids can stay awake worrying about oversleeping or being tired at school, which further contributes to the cycle. Then there's poor focus. Sometimes children become so lost in their worrying thoughts that they don't pay adequate attention to the world around them. Sometimes adults speak and the child doesn't appear to hear, but it doesn't mean that they are deliberately ignoring a parent or a teacher. However, if the adult doesn't recognise the real cause of the child's inattention, they might respond inappropriately or misinterpret the child's actions. Kids with anxiety tend to experience more negative thoughts than positive ones. It's easier to go with negative thoughts and attitudes, and it can appear that a child is battling the blues all the time. As adults, we can recognise this as anxiety and help kids to develop skills to pinpoint negative self-talk and to turn it around to be positive. This is a learned skill and needs lots of practice. And many kids won't pick this up without help. And now the avoidance tactics. We've all seen this before. Most of us know what it feels like when we want to avoid a task or situation because we simply don't want to do it or don't want to participate. But for kids with anxiety, avoidance can become a major issue. Avoidance tactics can include taking action to avoid a task or situation and not doing what they need to do. This often creates a cycle as the child spends time and energy avoiding the task or situation, only to still have to face it, which creates more anxiety, especially now if they are behind on a job, chore, homework, or a task in the classroom. Overthinking. Overthinking and overplanning are close relations of defiance, as both have a need for control at their core. But instead of trying to gain some control over a situation through defiance, an overthinking child will try to plan for every possible eventuality. This can sound like endless questions about what will happen, who might be there, and when a parent's going to pick them up. I can relate to this. I have a child who does overthinking, and he just needs to know what's coming up. Trying to prepare for every possibility is the child's way of trying to take control over a situation when in reality there's very little they can do to control it. And the questions can be relentless. Who can relate? And what we need to do is to recognize the problem and meet the need. By recognizing anxiety as a hidden cause of the behavior, parents, carers, teachers can take action to help a child deal with the anxiety. And we just need to remember that unwanted behavior is just a symptom of a deeper problem. I would love you to leave a comment, to leave a review, to let us know how this has helped you. And don't forget to check out our book, Teaching Kids to Manage Anxiety, Superstar Practical Strategies. Thanks for joining me on the Life Skills for Kids podcast, giving you superstar parenting tips so you can be the rock in your child's life. Do you have an anxious child and do you feel overwhelmed and unsure how to help them? Check out my book, Teaching Kids to Manage Anxiety, Superstar Practical Strategies, to help your anxious child move from fear and worry to confidence and peace. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. The information we discussed today was just that, information only. It is not specific advice. If you take action following something you heard today, it's important to make sure you get professional advice about your unique situation before you proceed, whether that advice be legal, financial, accounting, medical, or other advice. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or if there's another topic you'd like explored. And if you know someone who might benefit from the show, remember to tell them or suggest my Instagram, Facebook, or Life Skills for Kids website. Thank you.